Appearance of Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, one of the famous six Goswamis of Vrindavan. At a young age, as a teenager, he had the good fortune of having Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, come to visit him in his ancestral home in Sri Rangam. And not just for a few moments, but for 4 months, Chaturmasya. Now it is Chaturmasya. During this time period, Lord Chaitanya, 500 and some years ago, was residing in Sri Rangam, in the association of Rangaji and all the Vaishnavas of the Sri Sampradaya, and also in the association of Venkata Bhatta and his two brothers, Tirumala and Prabodhananda Saraswati. And this young boy, young teenage boy, as explained in Bhakti Ratnakar, Gopal Bhatta. Bhatta means Bhattacharya. Bhattacharya, as you know, is a Brahmin name. It's a very exalted Brahmin family, Venkata Bhatta. So when Lord Chaitanya came there, of course his father, observing all the proper etiquette, he washed Lord Chaitanya's feet. And when he washed Lord Chaitanya's feet, he took that water and he sprinkled it on the head of his wife and his brothers and other family members. And Gopal Bhatta, he took some of that water, that charana, the amrita, from the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. And when Gopal Bhatta drank that water, charana amrita, he became completely mad in ecstasy, Bhakti Ratnakar explains. He fell on the ground, he lost control of his body, he started crying profusely and exhibiting different symptoms of sattvic bhav, bhava bhakti. And then he started offering a prayer to Providence. A young boy, teenage boy, he said, "Oh Providence, oh God, why am I seeing the Lord of Navadvip? Why are you making me see him like an ascetic? Why are you making me see him like a renunciate with shaved head, saffron robes, very thin figure? Why are you torturing me like this? Why can't I see him? Why can't I see Lord Chaitanya as Gaurasundara, Gauranga, in the streets, wandering in the streets of Navadvip with his Sankirtan party, his beautiful black hair curly and flowing beautifully over his shoulders, and all of his flower bracelets and his earrings and flower crown and so many decorations. Nadia Bihari, the enjoyer of Nadia, Gaurasundara. Why can't I see him like that?" And then in this lamentation, then he thought, "Oh, it must be my misfortune that Providence won't allow me to see Lord Chaitanya in his wonderful Nadia feature. I'm forced to see him as a sannyasi in Sri Rangam, observing austerities of Chaturmasya, very controlled and restricted eating, very thin and gaunt figure, with shaved head, no flower bracelets, no garlands and beautiful chandan decorating his body. Very austere appearance in my heart." He's feeling like this, Gopal Bhatta. And he fell asleep. But Lord Chaitanya, knowing the mind of his devotee, Gopal Bhatta, he entered into his dream. And in Gopal's dream, Lord Chaitanya appeared there in all of his beauty, Gaurasundara, Gaurachandra, dancing with a Sankirtan party. Nittai was on one side, Gadadhar on the other side, and Srivas, and Advaita, all the Panchatattva and all the Parikars, Narahari Sakkar, Prakashara Pandit, all the Jagannanda Pandit, they're all dancing. And also there in that Kirtan party, in his dream, Gopal Bhatta saw himself. And he was feasting his eyes, Netra Mahotsav. It was a Mahotsav for his eyes, a festival for his eyes. He saw the Lord that he wished to see, the beautiful Gaurasundara dancing along the banks of the Ganga with his eternal Sankirtan party, chanting Harinam. And he was watching this, and then Advaita and Nityananda, they put their arms around Gopal Bhatta in his dream. And they started to speak something to him. And then he woke up. And then Lord Chaitanya was sitting there next to him. And he saw Lord Chaitanya as a sannyasi. And he started crying, "Oh my Lord, you're so merciful, you showed me a form that I wanted to see." This is very significant. Because even from the beginning, we see the power of this devotee, Gopal Bhatta. Karshan. Bhakti Karshan, like we say Sankarshan, or Krishna. Krishna comes from the word Karshan, which means the power of attraction. the magnetic power, the charisma, the power to pull, to attract, to draw. This is Karshan. So Krishna, he has the topmost power to draw every living entity with his Rupa Madhurya, his Venu Madhurya, his Leela Madhurya. His sweetness can attract and draw every living entity in the universe, from the embodied, from the moving to the non-moving. So this is Karshan. So a devotee, he has his Bhakti Karshan. He can attract the Lord. He can control the Lord because of his pure devotion. So even as a teenager, as a young boy, Gopal Bhatt had so much power, this Bhakti Karshan, this ability to draw the Lord, that he drew the Lord, the form of the Lord that he wanted to see from Lord Chaitanya. In his dream, Lord Chaitanya reciprocated. And moreover, when he woke up, when he's seeing Lord Chaitanya shows something very spectacular. Narahari Chakravarti writes in Bhakti Ratnakar, as he was looking at Lord Chaitanya, then Lord Chaitanya manifested his feature as Shamsundar. Beautiful feature of Shamsundar, Krishna. Beautiful meg blue body like a rain cloud. And of course, when Gopal Bhatta saw that, he fainted. He completely fainted, went unconscious. So as Lord Chaitanya stayed there in the house of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, or Gopal Bhatta at that time, Gopal Bhatta would render so many services to the Lord, and he would always eat his remnants. And when the Lord was going to leave after 4 months, Gopal wanted to go with him and accompany the Lord, because the Lord had become his everything. Gauranga had become his Prananath, the very Lord of his life. He could not conceive living without the Lord, or without a day passing without seeing Lord Gauranga, or serving his lotus feet. He could not see, how can I live? How can I exist without your darshan, without your service? I will die. Better I die right now than suffer that pain of separation in your absence when you go further traveling in South India. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he said, Gopal, listen, you will again be with me. But now your parents, they are great devotees. Your father, Venkata Bhatta, and your uncle, Prabodhananda. You study with your uncle, Prabodhananda. He will teach you all the Siddhanta. Because I've empowered him. And you learn from him everything. Because I have some work for you to do in Vrindavan. Later you will come to Vrindavan and you will meet with Rupa and Sanatan. And you'll do some big service there, important service. So you wait until your parents, and you serve your parents, they're great devotees, and then when they leave this world, then you come to Vrindavan. So somehow, bearing and carrying the order of Mahaprabhu on his head, Gopal continued for some years. When he was born in 1500, so in 1531 he came to Vrindavan. So at the age of 31 years old, he came to Vrindavan. So he waited for 10 or 15 years. He met Mahaprabhu when he was about a teenager, 15 years old. And we stayed in Sri Rangam. He served his pure devotee parents for 15 years. And then he came. This is the rough chronology. What can be pieced together. So he came to Vrindavan. And he studied with Prabodhananda Saraswati. He learned Sanskrit and Naya and all the different Siddhantas. And he was very gifted. Of course, being an exalted personality, an eternal member of Lord Chaitanya and Krishna's family, he had all auspicious bodily symptoms. His body was golden in color, like the color of a golden champak flower. You see in Calcutta or in West Bengal, these golden champak flowers. Very fragrant, very beautiful color. His body was very effulgent and golden in color, and he had auspicious eyes and all features, long arms, beautiful shoulders, chest, everything. Very beautiful. So he came to Vrindavan, and he met with Rupa and Sanatan. And immediately they accepted him as a brother, like a younger brother. And they treated him with all affection, and they started to instruct him. So, during this time, of course, he lived in Vrindavan for 54 years. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he stayed 54 years in Vrindavan, doing bhajan. And when he first came, he was under Rupa Goswami's guidance, and Sanatan Goswami's guidance, and he was worshipping. Later he became a worshipper of Govindadev. He was like, Govindadev was his life and soul. And he always used to talk about Govindadev. So Rupa Goswami, during this time, Gopal Bhatta had gone on Brikama. And he went to Gandaki and he bought back 12 Shalagram Shilas. And he was worshipping those Shalagrams. And one day, Rupa Goswami, he told Gopal Bhatta, he said, in your Shalagram you will see, you will see Lord Hari. You will see Lord Hari in your Shalagram. You will see Govindadev in your shalagram. So he was thinking, how is it? Am I Govindadev? Govindadev is my Ishtadev, is my worshipful Lord, he is my everything. But yet, Rupa Goswami is telling me, my Shiksha Guru is telling me, that I will see Govindadev in the shalagram. Anyway, he continued to do his puja. Then one day, on the Sringa Chaturdasi, he had heard the wonderful story of Bhagavatam, how Prahlad had so much faith in the Lord that he saw the Lord everywhere, and when his father wanted to kill him, he said, "Where is your Lord, Prahlad? Is he in this pillar?" And Prahlad said, "Of course he's there in the pillar. He's in the pillar. He's in your heart. He's everywhere. He's all-pervading." "Oh, really?" And then, of course, everyone knows Hiranyakashipu hit the pillar and out came Lord Nrisimhadev, a unique feature of the Lord, specially adapted to uphold the benediction of Brahma to Hiranyakashipu and yet carry out the function of removing the miscreant father, Hiranyakashipu. So his Lord Nrisimhadev appeared. So he was meditating on that and thinking of the instruction, and that same day, because it was an auspicious day, Nrisimha Chaturdasi, a very wealthy man came from Delhi, or Hastinapur, or whatever it was called. And he offered some nice Sringhar to Gopal Bhatta. He said, "You are a great devotee. I understand that. I want to give you some nice silk cloth and some jewelry and some ratna, some gems." So he accepted it and he offered it at the feet of the shalagram. And he was thinking, what will I do with all these moti mala, pearl necklaces, and all these rubies? Because I have my little shalagrams. How can I worship them with all these big pieces of silk and cloth? Anyway, he took rest. Well, I was remembering Prahlad Maharaj's pastimes from Bhagavatam and the instructions of Rupa Goswami. Then he woke up the next day. And when he looked, he opened a small basket that he would carry his shilas in, his shalagram shilas. He saw the beautiful form that one of his shilas, the Damodar shila, this Krishna Shila Damodar, had manifested this threefold bending form of Radharaman. Shishi Radharaman Devaki. And that appearance day is one day after Nrisimha Chaturdasi. And of course it's a big festival here every year. Janmashtami is there, but every year they celebrate the Avirbhav Tithi. Thakurji's Avirbhav Tithi. Because these special deities in Vrindavan, they manifest on particular tithis. Because on that same day, Rupa Goswami, he gave a deity of Damodar to Jiva Goswami. And the same day, Damodar also manifested in the same year, 1542. Was the Avirbhav Tithi, or the date of the appearance of Radharamandev and Damodar Jew, as they say in Bengali. So when this deity appeared, this beautiful deity of Radharaman, all the Goswamis came and they were chanting verses and prayers and everyone was very happy. And then when the devotees were looking closely at the deity, everyone was remarking at the beauty of the deity. They said, "This Radharaman, he has a beautiful lotus face of Govindadev. His face is as beautiful as Govindadev. And his chest, his beautiful broad chest, very powerful chest, it is like the chest of Gopinath. His chest is just like the chest of Gopinath, so beautiful, so powerful, like a strong as a doorway, impenetrable, very handsome, powerful. And his feet, the lotus feet of Radharaman, are like the Padma Charan of Madan Mohan. So this Radharaman, he is, Govindadev is in Radharaman. Because originally, when Rupa Goswami told Gopal Bhatta, he said, "Gopal, you worship your shalagram and you will see Govindadev in your shalagram. You worship Govindadev separately by worshipping him in your shalagram and you will see Govindadev." And sure enough, he certainly saw Govindadev. Because Radharaman's face is the beautiful face of Govindadev. His chest is Gopinath and his feet are Madan Mohan. So of course, Radharaman became the cynosure, or the object of affection and attention for all the Vaishnavas in Vrindavan. Kashishvara Pandit and Govindadat, so many devotees were here, they all came. Sri Hari, Haridas Pandit, Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta, they all came and worshipped Radharaman. Radharaman is a very special deity. I mean, they're smiling. You see them smiling. You see them smiling, but you never see their teeth. You read so many descriptions of Krishna's beautiful teeth. They're like rows of pearls, or like rows of kunda flowers, or rubies, you know, rubies inside of kunda flowers, all these things. But you've never seen, at least we've never seen, maybe you've seen in your meditation or realization, Krishna's beautiful teeth. But when you see Radharaman, you will see his teeth. His teeth are there also. His beautiful teeth are there. You need some glass, some binoculars. A very, very special deity. And when all the deities, when Govinda Dev and Gopinath and Madan Mohan, when they left Vrindavan, Radharaman didn't leave. He didn't leave, he stayed. Of course, he stayed in a hidden way. But he stayed in Vrindavan. And the Muslims came and somehow they didn't have anything to do with Radharaman's temple. So Radharaman is a very, very powerful deity of Vrindavan. It's explained by the Goswamis here at Radharaman that as a deity is worshipped more and more with love and devotion and proper rules and regulations and also spontaneous devotion of the pujaris and the devotees, the deity becomes more and more powerful. What is the power of Radharaman? The power of Radharaman is just that, is to fill the heart with Raman, to fill the heart of the devotees with satisfaction, and to engage them in the service of Radharaman. When Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, when he explained what is the conception of the Maha Mantra, because sometimes Srila Prabhupada, he would present different ideas, so the devotees will have to decide as they're chanting what is the conception that they want to follow. But if we see, the main idea that Prabhupada presented to everyone was that the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is a petition to Mother Hara, to Srimati Radharani. Oh Srimati Radharani, oh Ladini Shakti, oh energy of the Lord, please engage me in the service of the Lord. This is basic, everyone understands. So the idea is that the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is Radha and Krishna. And we're begging Radharani to engage us in the service of Krishna. Although on different occasions, due to different time and circumstance or preaching situations, there was arguments among sannyasis in South India. When we say Hari Rama, does Rama mean Balaram? Or does it mean Krishna? Or does it mean Parasram? Or what does it mean? Prabhupada says, yes, all these things. Rama means Balaram. But Bhakti Sananda Saraswati, he gave a very pointed meaning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And as we meditate in a particular way, of course we produce a particular result. This is the basic principle of Krishna consciousness, that we act in a certain way and we create a certain result by mercy of Guru and holy name. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, when we say Hari Ram, Rama means Radharaman. It means Radharaman. It means Raman, Krishna, who gives pleasure to Radharani. Or depending on how the accent is, you can say Radharani who gives pleasure to Krishna. Either way, this is the position of the devotee. And the perfect devotee is Srimati Radharani, who is perfectly giving pleasure to Krishna. So she is our model for devotion. She is the topmost devotee. So this deity of Radharaman, sometimes people say, well, where is Radha? We see Radharamanji is there, but where is Radha? But you'll see that next to the deity of Radharaman, there's also a asan, a singhasan. And there is one umbrella there. And on that singhasan, there's a gold plate. On that gold plate, it says Sri Radha. So this represents the deity of Radharani. She is there. Just like we say, Kali Kalera Dharma Nam Rupa Avatar. That in this age of Kali, Krishna has descended as his holy name, Nam Rupa. Krishna is there in the form of his holy name. When we chant Krishna's name, as we become free from offenses, we'll begin to perceive the form of Krishna. Because Krishna's name is in his holy, Krishna's form is in his name. So in the name of Sri Radha, her form is there. So they're worshipping Radha Radharaman together in the temple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So in our chanting of the Maha Mantra, we are chanting this Hare Krishna Mantra, and if we have devotion, if we have pure devotion, then what will happen? From this Hare Krishna mantra, we will attract the form of Krishna to manifest. Just like we have Radharaman, when we say Hare Ram, we're saying Radharaman. So the form of Radharaman means Krishna, Tribhanga Lalitam Niyata Prakasham, the threefold bending form of Krishna, with all of his beauty, all of his opulence, all of his mercy, all of his kindness, and all of his prema. So when we're chanting Hare Krishna, we're calling on the names of the Lord, and at some point, as we become free from anarthas, as we advance, the form of the Lord will come from this holy name. Just like when you churn milk. When you first start, if you've ever tried churning milk, you'll see you have to have vishwas. You have to have some faith. Because you're going, and you're not seeing anything but milk going around and around, and your wooden piece is moving. And your friend is telling you, keep going, keep going, keep going. Something will happen. Hey, nothing's happening. I've been going for 15 minutes. It's just shoo, shoo, shoo. Milk is going around. I don't see anything. No, no. Have faith in my words. You keep churning this milk and you'll see something happen. So what happens? As you keep churning, then from the milk comes some lump. Some lump comes. This lump is butter. Butter comes from the milk. This is what happens by churning. But if you don't have faith, it takes about 25 minutes of intense churning. If you don't have some faith and you quit before the butter is produced, then you won't get the ghee, which is the ultimate product for jagya and so many auspicious things, cooking for Krishna, etc. The same thing when we're chanting Hare Krishna, or we're chanting Hare Ram, Radharaman is there, just as butter is in milk. The beautiful form of Radharaman, Krishna is there in His holy name. And just as Gopal Bhatta was worshipping the Shalagram, and out came, from the Shalagram, out came Radharaman. So we are worshipping the holy name on the altar of our heart. On the altar of our heart, we are worshipping the holy name. With surrender, with our articles, we're offering our mind, we're offering our body, we're offering everything to the holy name. This is our worship of the holy name on the altar of our heart. And someday, that holy name will appear as the form of Radharaman, Govindadev, Gopinath, Shamsundar. So this is a nice lesson that Gopal Bhatta is teaching us, that he had faith in the instructions of his spiritual master, his Shiksha Gurus, Rupa Goswami. He worshipped his Shalagram, and due to his faith and due to his desire, Shalagram manifested as Radharaman. So when we take darshan of Radharaman on auspicious days like this, we go offer some flower garland to Radharaman, then we take the Mahaprasad mala and we offer it in the samadhi of Gopal Bhatta, because naturally he wants the Mahaprasadam of Radharaman. And then we can pray to Radharaman, please, you're in the holy name. I'm chanting, I'm calling on you thousands of times a day. Thousands of times I'm calling, hey Radharaman, hey Radharaman, hey Radharaman. But you're not showing yourself to me. I can't see you. But Gopal Bhatta, he saw you. He was worshipping. And when you worship Shalagram, as you know, there's so many holy names you chant. You say, hey Damodar, hey Govinda, hey Krishna, Vishnu Sahasranam, Gopal Sahasranam. All these names are offered when you're doing puja of Shalagram. So he's saying, hey Damodar, because Damodar Shila, hey Damodar, hey Govinda. And then from Shalagram came Radharaman. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami, of course, this is one lesson he teaches. But the other lesson he teaches, he gives writings, very important writings. Satkriya Saradipika. Satkriya Saradipika is a book which is a summary of all the Vedas, which gives us the idea of how to perform samskaras for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And in all those samskaras, he took the mantras, appropriate mantras from the Puranas and Upanishads and from Smriti Shastra, and he made it in such a way that it's all Nam Sankirtan. When you're doing hair cutting and Garbhadhan Samskara and all the Jati Samskara, Nam Samskara, all the different samskaras that are there in Vedic culture, it is all basically doing Nam Sankirtan. Bhakti Sananda Saraswati adopted this Satkriya Saradipika, and he recommended that all Gaudiya Vaishnavas and all the members of Gaudiya Math, and of course now in ISKCON we're also doing, we should adopt this teaching. And of course, most importantly, in writing, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he gave us this, he did all the research work and preliminary writing of the Hari Bhakti Vilas, which Sanatana Goswami actually wrote and did commentaries on. But he did all the research work because he was trained in all these shastras in South India. And probably one of the most sweetest writings of Gopal Bhatta is Gopi Premamrita. Gopi Premamrita is a small writing that our godbrother Madhav Maharaj, Bhakti Vaidureya Madhav Maharaj, he translated years ago. And in that writing, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, although he established Siddhanta, and he established some Bandha Tattva and the Abhideya Tattva of how to worship deities, how to do jagyas, how to do all the Dasavida samskaras, but he also revealed something of his inner heart. He revealed something of his inner bhav when he wrote Gopi Premamrita. Because not only is he functioning in Gaur Leela as Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he has his eternal service in Nitya Dham, in Goloka Dham, Braja Gokul. His eternal service as Guna Manjari. He's one of the Ashtamanjaris. So there, as a mandiri, he's intimately serving Radha Govinda and their Nikunj Leela and all their different Leelas of Vrindavan. So in this small writing, Gopi Premamrita, he very sweetly describes some nice pastimes where Krishna becomes a boatman on the Yamuna and takes the gopis across, and so much humorous dialogue goes back and forth. So in this way, we can see that there, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he's giving us contributions for internal development, and of course the external following of rules and regulations, and worshipping of the Lord. But Gopal Bhatta Goswami, we can remember him, this intense devotion that he had to Mahaprabhu, from the day that he first saw him, and this manifestation, and the intense devotion he had for his Shalagrams, and the intense devotion he had for Radharaman. Of course, most of his life, of his 54 years in Vrindavan, he spent on the banks of Radhakund. His Bajram Kutir is there. Because when he was traveling in North India, he stayed in one Brahmin's house. And there was a little boy there, little boy, and the father said, "When my boy grows up, I will give him to you, Gopal Bhatta. He will serve you." And so Gopal said, "Yes, sure. Send him to Vrindavan. I will train him in Krishna consciousness." So then one day, Gopal Bhatta was sitting on his kutir, and this boy showed up, a young boy about 16, 18. And he said, "Remember me? 18 years ago, 16 years ago, you came to my house. My father has sent me to you." And he was so surprised. Gopal was so surprised. This boy has come to Vrindavan. So he initiated him with the name Gopinath, Gopinath Das. And he became famous as Gopinath Pujari. He was the first Pujari in the line after Gopal Bhatta Goswami to serve Radharaman. Gopinath Pujari, very famous Pujari. And so leaving Radharaman in his care, then Gopal Bhatta would wander all around Vrindavan like Rupa and Sanatan and spend the majority of his time at Radhakund doing his bhajan and doing his writing work. So we'll end there. Gopal Bhatta Goswami ki jai, Shri Shri Radharaman ki jai.